Okay, pathways to joy.
Erech HaPaim is learning how to be patient with oneself, with problems. The Rebbe explains that Emuna equals patience. Patience. Long-windedness. Erech HaPaim. Patience. Being patient also with what's going on in my life. Things are easier, things are harder. But be patient and say, okay. That's right. One of the things he says in getting out of Israel is Erech HaPaim. Yes, you're right. Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, gives you Erech HaPaim. It gives you applied Emun in such a way that you have patience. You're able to access this place of patience. Maybe it's because it's the land of pain for the rest of us. Regular people, we get it through suffering, so you learn how to be very patient. Or you don't last long. That's how it works. Either you're patient or you're leaving. One or the other.
Well, just wait in line at a McCulloch or a Super.
That's right. Every day. A few times a day. You know, there are four people ahead of me. So, I think 40 people cut the line. So, you know.
And then someone leaves to pick up a pint of ice cream and comes back 15 minutes later.
Yep. I'll be back in a second. Long second. That's how it is. There's no way.
The problem is explaining to Americans that have just made all the up that you have to have patience.
Not so easy. It's really not easy. I knew someone who said, "Oh, the stupid hills, it's making me crazy. I'm for them. I can't handle it." Even that, I think he made it actually. But it's hard. You know, it's not so easy. Eretz Yisrael is not easy. You need a lot of patience. Erech HaPaim. Erech HaPaim. You need a lot of patience.
Especially when you don't know the language.
It's not so easy. Yes, the language is even worse. Yes, it's true. Suddenly the saying of quick, someone shoots off a quick something and you're in big trouble, you didn't even know. Chick-check this, that. And he said, what? What happened? What? I did what? What happened? Yeah, you didn't do this, you didn't do this. You should have said no, you should have said, I didn't understand what he was saying, it's too quick. Well, he thought we'd talk in English. Too bad, too late. Now you can't do anything, now you're this, now you're that. Just let me know what's happening with him. Very frustrating. Very frustrating. So the kind of Erech HaPaim, most importantly, is with myself. With my failings, with my difficulties, with my problems, things that aren't such fun. All of these, they call for Erech HaPaim. I need to have patience. So how do I get patience? That's the question. How do I get patience? What do I do to get patience? So the first thing, like we were saying, really, Eretz Yisrael is a good place to be. He's connected to Kedushin and Tahara. And working in Emunah, his Lotus is a good way. There's three levels of Erech HaPaim. This level of Erech HaPaim, at least you don't have to act on it. You know, I might feel like throwing something, but I won't. I'm still burning up to pieces inside, but at least I'm not acting. So there's an Erech HaPaim that fired the heart, put the fire out. Then there's an Erech HaPaim where the person, he doesn't even have a claim. Okay, whatever, it's okay, it's no problem, it is what it is, it could be worse, it's, Gabriel Tova, the best. Don't let the worry and the anguish really take you and twist you and torment you. Just relax, ride through it, it'll get better. Have patience, a lot of patience. A lot of patience. When I realized that everything that I have in my life, Hashem sends me, it's all sent from Him. All what he wants. There's no problem. How bad could it be? You know, it's like a person goes through a chafashel, they need a surgery, right? So you need a lot of patience to go through a surgery. Can you imagine someone trying to go to surgery? Oh, I can't believe it. Like, take it easy, man. You're not going to recover. You gotta relax. You need a surgery now. This is what's necessary for your continued health, maybe even life. So just try your best to ride it through. It's the same thing in life. All these things are so hard for us. They're little surgeries, little correctives. Sometimes just to wake us up. Other times it's to enable us to live a life with Hashem, and that's what we need. We don't have a soul, we don't have a merit without this problem. You know, like, I forgot which yid it was, he used to go out every day. I think we spoke about this thing before. He'd go out every day to do hours of chores in the field, and came home. He had a cow, they had all the pronunciation from this cow. This cow, someone gave him a gift, a beautiful cow, produced a lot of milk and a lot of cheese, and good things. Comes out, and the kids come down and say, oh, the cow is dead, she strangled herself, whatever, on the rope. She starts to dance. Wow, it's, oh, Hashem. Instead of one of the people in the household, Hashem took the cow. He said, well, you realize, it's okay, you know, just be patient. You have an expert surgeon. Never a mistake, no errors. It's all exactly right. Sometimes it's very hard. Sometimes it's not so hard. But there's no... It's counterproductive, and it holds me back to be upset. Now, that really doesn't help.
What doesn't help?
Knowing this doesn't really help unless you really know it. Unless you really know it, and you don't really understand and internalize how ridiculous it is when I get angry. To really make that... has to be like... as impossible as making an action which is violent. You would never do violence to somebody. Hopefully, right? And if you would, at least he probably wouldn't pull a knife. There's got to be a certain level where hopefully that at least he wouldn't do. So it has to be that anger is like that to me. I'm just doing violence to myself. I don't know how destructive it is. I don't know what it is. And that says, you're not able to overcome anger. He says, you change home into chema. There's a wall, there's protection. Shefa, you're supposed to have a tremendous shefa, you're a bounty from a high, physically, spiritually. I need to create a place where it'll be protected and I'll be able to hold it. So instead of having a home, it gets safe, and then there's nothing to hold anything. So when a person falls to anger, he's the true voice, he realizes, this is not where I am, this is not who I am, this is not what I want. I just want to share, I just want to teach with Tara, I just want to be good. Anger, the Rav Shem says, you go right to the mikveh if possible. But for saying to the mikveh, at least he should start to hope to Hashem, wake up his hope, his yearning, and get back to Hapayim, get back to real emunah, to really believing and understanding Hashem, sending me whatever I'm going through. It has an address. Like every bullet, we know every bullet has an address. This has an address. I'm the address. Why this guy, I don't know what he did, I don't know what he didn't do. He works in this place, works in the bank, works in the riyal, works here, works there, here, this is the problem, that problem. There's an address. I'm the address. You don't receive SN, no COD. This is the way I pay. And the more we realize this, the easier it is. The easier it is. That's the power of Bitochen. It might seem to be Bitochen. When it comes down to it, Erech HaPayim, when you have Bitochen, you get Erech HaPayim. When I have Bitochen, when I have faith in Hashem, that's when I get Erech HaPayim. I'm patient. Patient. When it might seem to be Bitochen, you know, it's a well-known story. We're not going to tell the story of a certain king. He wanted to go see which subject was happiest, see what the different subjects, and these people were miserable, and they were miserable for this reason, and the next couple was miserable for another reason. So they got to this place where there's a single guy, even. And here he is, playing his violin, he's so happy, invites the king in, please have a meal. What do you do? He said, I fix things. And he's the happiest man he's met. He's much happier than anybody else. So the king makes the decree. He says, no more fixing things. Something breaks, you throw it out. He gets up, okay, and then you fix whatever you want, and throw out whatever. Throw out. We are not allowed to let you fix anymore. We have to throw it all out. What? Where'd you get that from? It's a new decree that you're here from the king. So I don't know if the king is feeling well exactly, but okay, I'll find another job. And he saw someone cleaning out a stable, and he said, I'll clean your stable. Cost you this much. And sure, he cleaned stables. He managed, no problem. So the king comes back that night, and again, this guy's a commoner. The king gives him a great meal. Happy, violin playing, so wonderful. So how do you make your money? I clean out stables. No more cleaning out stables. What now? Now what? Now what? So you see what? I'll join the army. So join the army, told the man, listen, I need every day to get my wages. I can't wait there in a week or a month. It's not possible. We'll make an exception for you. You're a great soldier. You're a very handy guy. We'll make an exception. So he gets the wages. That night, the king asks what's the deal. Tells him, the next day, he goes to work, everything as usual. He comes to the man he made up to get the money. He says, I'm sorry, but I'm not allowed to pay wages until the end of the month. What? I need this money. You agreed. He said, it's an order directed from the king. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm very sorry, but it's not in my power at all to give you a penny. It's illegal. I'm not allowed to do it. He said, what do I do now? He So he started to look, he decided to pawn his sword blade. No, we'll know the difference, he's very handy. Takes the blade off, gets the money he needs, puts on a wooden blade, gives to the, again, makes a party, and the king comes, and what happened? And so he told him, well, actually I had a really unforeseen problem, because suddenly they changed the wage rules, it all changed around now, and they're supposed to pay me for the month, but now I realize I'll pawn my sword blade, and tomorrow I'll figure something out, I'm not exactly sure what. But it worked, and we'll see, it doesn't help. So, okay, next day, the king has everything set up. He comes in the morning, and he's before he can do much of anything for Parnassus, or think about it even, his division, or platoon, whatever you call it, his group, they're called to the king, and says, this man requires capital punishment, and you're going to draw your sword, and you're going to kill him. He has no sword, and he only has a wooden blade. So he says, but your majesty, is clear that he, you know, who knows if he really needs to be killed. It's a very serious thing. He kills him, he can't undo it. He said, it's 100% clear. You have to do this capital punishment. You want to see what he's going to do. So he turns to this guy and says, master of the world, this person requires death. Please give me the sword. He pulled out his blade, and it's wood. And everyone started laughing. You know, very funny. It was, I don't know if they were in it or not. He said, yeah, you're good, it's okay. So this story is very puzzling to many people. First of all, it shows the greatness of Bitachon, right? Everything worked out, man, through Bitachon. That's on a simple level. When you tell the story to your five-year-old, that's what you get. And it's a great story. But when the child becomes like 8 or 9 or 10, or certainly 11, 12, or teenagers, starts to think for a moment, he says, but I don't understand. He wasn't allowed to point the sword blade. That's illegal. That's called Bitachon. Pawn the sword blade. Not to do that.
Why was it considered illegal?
Because he had a sword to defend the country in case there's a need. You can't just take off the sword blade and put on a wooden. That's not. They wouldn't be allowed to do that. They're giving you a weapon, so you should have a weapon to be able to defend whatever you need to do. Here, capital punishment. If someone attacked the king, I mean, or wherever it was, he doesn't have any way of defending anything. A soldier has a weapon. You can't just. You can't point. Imagine a sword in the U.S. Army. You said, well, where are your bullets? Well, I needed money, so I lent to borrow money, so I mean, like, whoever heard of such a thing? It's illegal. You're not allowed to do that. You can be court-martialed. You probably would be. What do you mean? You're not allowed to do that.
Well, you know, the United States is so corrupt that we'll...
Okay, that's a different question.
But
this
can kill someone. And yeah. It's not sharp.
I know, but you know what? A sword is a much stronger weapon than a stick. Even the strongest stick, usually a sword, is a lot stronger. That's why it's got an edge. It's really hard to avoid a sword. A sword is a pretty tough thing. You know, a stick, it's easier to get through. And who knows if the people attacking would have swords. One would not want to face people with swords or other weapons without a sword. If that's what the best thing one has, that's the best thing one has. Anyway, it's clear that the rules of the army are, and anyone who's a soldier knows, you can't just point weapons, you don't lend them to someone, they're not yours, they're the army's. Get a uniform, that's the idea. So, it's very interesting. I think that's actually the purpose of the point. It's very like, you know, the Bali Musa would say, the answer very often lies in the question. And the truth is that he messed up. He should not have worn that sword blade. But he did it, and then he realized, so the king said, okay, so do this, now you needed that. So when we all make mistakes, we haven't completed, who knows, like even one day, forget about our life. Even one day, every day we're missing the blade. We didn't quite finish. We're sort of switching in. We have all this life to do certain things. We're not doing it. We're not getting to Hashem like we should. We're not learning like we should. We're not talking like we should. So what's going to be? What's going to happen? When are we going to finally wake up? So at a certain point where you need these chuyot, you need them. And you don't have them. So then you have to turn to Hashem and say, Hashem, if that's what needs to be, so help me. Like, let me use what I have, that this should be what's right. So I don't need this. Help me manage without having this. And I'm fine. There's another story like that also. Similar story about someone. The king said, I want you to decorate my palace. So they started painting on one side of the palace. One painter was very, very expert, and he really worked his head off. They had a year. And everything was full of beautiful wild animals and wondrous things, jungle scenes, who knows what flowers. The most beautiful painting. The other guy was a little bit more lazy, so he didn't do anything. And it's 2 weeks before the king's coming. And he has nothing. Half the palace looks like desolate, like it did a year ago. The other half is beautiful, resplendent. Dude, what am I going to do? I'm finished. He says, no, you know what? I had an idea. He got a whole bunch of curtains. And he p- painted quickly the rest of the house with something and put the curtains. Okay, the king comes, he sees the half decorated. It's beautiful, it's wonderful, it's amazing. Turns out, curtains, how interesting. He opens the curtains, it's a reflection of everything the other person did. And when it mirrors, it's a reflection. That's what he did. So the king was very happy with it too, but of course he was happy with the guy who used the time. But there's a kind of where we have to sort of make up for lost time. Maybe says about to make up for lost time. We lost time for whatever reason, we have to make up. How do I do that? So the first thing is erech apayim, patience. Like, I said, we can do anything. If you have a wooden sword blade, that can be enough. No problem. You don't need executing, you don't need to do anything. You think you need, we don't know what we need. We have to do our best from now on. Today, here we are. It's Erev Chodesh Av, right? The Beis Hamikdash is desolate. Am I rebuilding it like I should? Well, not really. Unfortunately not. Well,
unfortunately, the Arabs are burning the place down.
Shem Yerachem. It's a different problem. But we let them.
They're though. Doing an excellent job.
We let them. It's not that we let them. I don't mean the government of Israel let them. I mean we let them because we're not doing our job, so they get to do whatever they want. If we were doing our job, we wouldn't need any intervention. Everything would work the way it's supposed to be.
Oh, they're doing a wonderful job, whatever they're doing.
Yes, it's true. But we need a. It has to do with changing within us. That's the Hashem. Maybe we'll be zocher. Maybe today is the right day. The Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. We haven't got anything. But what we need to do is we need to focus. We need to say, Bush, Lelum, please, 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 help me start now. Like, I have a wooden blade. Help me at least draw that, turn to you, daven to you. If I messed up, let me turn to you. Then everything works out. It's all okay. But if you don't turn to him, like, you don't realize, don't admit it. Say, hey, you know, there's no Beis Hamikdash. Like, you know, start wearing no longer laundering our clothes, no longer, who knows, all sorts of different things we're doing. And it's also to penetrate. We're missing something. There's something, like, really integral missing in our life. You know, there's something that's not here. Beis Hamikdash would make a difference in my life today. Why did Beis Hamikdash be different? It does. Das is for my personal, and if we all had das, then it all would be built. So we need to have das. When will I get das? When? How will Hashem give me das? Will I have to put Hashem in the Kodesh Kadosh in my heart? I have Hashem there, so I have das. Everything's okay. When I have an empty heart, the guy's empty, it's empty. Empty can't drive, because no fuel. It's empty. And I wake up, fill up. How do I fill up? Lush, little. Help me find you. Erech Apayim, Bitochen, Kedusha. That's what I need. That's what I want. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm yearning for. That's what I'm here for. That's my purpose. That's what we said we'd be here for. That's the first thing. That's the first thing, is to be happy no matter what. If I mess up, so for instance, I messed up, I have a wooden blade. I'm ineffectual. I can't do anything compared to what I should have done. I'm okay, no problem. Turn to Hashem, help. Everything will be fine. Make a mirror. Whatever you can do, you do. That's what Hashem wants. Do what you can now. And accept that. That's what we need to do. Not if I Nelson as a Russian. He says, I know that because of the many things I did wrong, many opportunities I squandered, I have to from now on do everything perfect and fast, many fast, and do many self-mortifications, not waste an instant. He says, the person says, well, my body's not letting me do any of that or even compose. So I want to go do what I can. I still want one. Every one daf gemara I'm not going to learn. Because I want to learn 50 daf. I can't learn 50. Forget it. I want to do this. I can't do 6 hours bodos. I won't do 6 minutes bodos. No. No. Lo shabe. I can't do 6 minutes. I mean, come on, who cares? No. Do your 6 minutes. Do your 60 minutes. Do whatever you can. Yes, I should be doing 6 hours of course today. Yes, it's clear to me. So what? Do my best. I have a wooden blade. Okay. Say it. Shem, help me use this wooden blade. Help me figure something out. Figure out the right words to say. And speak to I have to speak to words in my heart. Words from my heart. Huh?
Five hours
and 55 minutes, let's say,
unit heavy,
because it's 5 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. It ruins everything. What is it worth? The time, yeah? It's very, very true. So that's today's happiness and joy. When we have real Emuna, we're happy. Emuna equals happiness, that's what he says. Emuna equals happiness. That's Emuna, we'll be happy.